John Haynes and Hal Sundin are seated at a table in Pepponino Dining Room. The Italian restaurant's door opens up to the side of the existing Grand Avenue Bridge. Sundin, who retired to Glenwood years ago, goes first.
Grand Avenue's businesses should be the community, and for the residents of the community and the tourists and so forth, instead of being a through highway for trucks and all kinds of heavy traffic.
Sundin is worried the current proposal would only make that worse. The replacement Grand Avenue Bridge is a larger, wider version with a swooping, seamless connection with Interstate 70. Tony Rosa voices similar concerns. He's the owner of Pepponino's. They all want the Colorado Department of Transportation, or CDOT, to hit the pause button. Again, Hal Sundin.
They need to go back and make a complete study of all of the problems connected with Highway 82 and Glenwood Springs and come up with an overall solution. And whatever they do now should be compatible with that, or they're putting the cart before the horse.
John Haynes argues that could help make sure the new bridge doesn't end up being a big waste of money. He's founder of the group Citizens to Save Grand Avenue. Haynes and Sundin want the review to look at whether Highway 82 needs to be routed off Grand Avenue and through another part of Glenwood Springs. In the meantime, Haynes wants CDOT to rehab the existing bridge to save money, and he says a privately funded survey shows there are lots of people in Glenwood who agree. Joe Elson is standing just upriver of the Grand Avenue Bridge in downtown Glenwood Springs. He's heading the project for CDOT and says there's enough traffic within town to require four lanes. And there's a safety reason for replacing the whole bridge.
It's a little tight. A lot of times you see vehicles straddling the center skip lines. I've met people in the community that as their youngsters would start learning how to drive, they will not allow their son or daughter to drive across the Grand Avenue Bridge.
Add to that, the bridge is 10 years past its due date. There are strips of concrete coming off its legs, and it's vulnerable to erosion from the Colorado River. Elson says the replacement bridge would mesh well if CDOT ends up rerouting Highway 82 in the coming years.
If we really want to see a calamity, something happens to that bridge, the whole region is in trouble. We can't get everything over Independence Pass, obviously.
Glenwood Springs Mayor Leo McKinney says he understands there may be a larger master plan that needs to be done for Glenwood Springs, but it likely will take a long time for the community to come to a consensus about it. So Glenwood City Council has supported the project so far, and that team effort may end up being critical. In the coming weeks, CDOT will ask Glenwood Springs, Aspen, Pitkin County, and other local governments to help pay for a growing price tag for the new bridge. Skyrocketing materials and labor costs are making the tab go up. CDOT says it's gotten more than $3 million so far of the estimated $10 to $15 million shortfall. If all goes as planned, construction on the bridge would begin next spring. In the meantime, critics of the bridge, like John Haynes, say they'll file a formal complaint this fall or early next year. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.